This is Gene and Gio. We're going to talk about the newish
new-ish
book Handcrafted CSS by Dan Cederholm.
Great book.
He's former author of the Bulletproof Web Design book, yep. Which is one of the staples in my bookshelf.
Yeah.
So this book has come out, I think it came out at the end of last year, 2009, and both Gio and I have read this, and we just wanted to talk about some of the concepts and things in it.
I've read it more than once.
You read it more than
Yeah, because I kind of used it to learn about some of these progressive methods and
right.
And approaches to using them.
Yeah.
So, it was great for me. I loved it.
First off, the thing I liked about it most was that it didn't come off as a textbook. You know, it comes off as he presents it as a philosophy.
Yeah, I agree. That was the thing that I thought was so great about it, was that it does go through, you know, some steps, teaches you about specific things and even kind of like browser specific problems with
yeah.
those, with implementation. But I love the way he approaches the material and talks about, you know, what the web could be and
yeah.
you know, how to use it. And
yeah, it's a little more than just a tips and tricks book. I mean,
definitely.
It goes into the nature of what we do, I think.
Definitely.
To give a little technical detail, you know, he starts out with his case study, which is he uses a tugboat
coffee company.
But the thing is that the tugboat coffee company website design is actually, like, really damn good.
Yeah.
You know, I remember looking at the site going, whoa, you know, that's a great-looking site design, just for an example. And that's kind of where he starts going into a lot of details and things. And I know it's right in the front of the book, but one of my favorite parts of it, having taught several classes on CSS and HTML, is the way he just gets into lists and links. You know, because often that's one of the hardest things for people to sort of grasp, and he really just gives you a clinic on it.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great way. And a lot of times we learn how to mark them up, but not necessarily why you should mark them up a certain way. And he
right.
really goes into that a lot. It's really great.
Yeah, I mean that is a good section. I mean, just how to build that nav, how to tweak the list. I mean, he even goes into how to use it to like do graphing and things
mm-hmm.
like that. And I
yeah.
thought that was really clever. Now, you know, there's a lot of stuff in here. You know, like I said, he goes through the litany of things, like, you know, lists, using them to make navigation, using RGBA. You know, he talks a lot about progressive enrichment.
Yeah.
You know, rewarding. Rewarding people who come to your sites with newer browsers by
mm-hmm.
giving them something really rich and interesting to use.
And you know, one thing about that I liked a lot was that it takes away, if you can really think about things in the way that he's thinking about them, it takes away a lot of the fear of implementing these things.
It really does.
Because you know, as a designer, you can be afraid of what it's going to break your site, or it's not going to
yeah.
look right, or it's not going to be exactly the same in every single browser. Or you might have to do all kinds of other fancy stuff just to make it that way.
That's right. Or how am I going to push this out in a client situation, and then how am I going to support this thing?
Right.
You know, I'm going to get in trouble and lose money later or something.
And
where are you coming from?
Out of all of this stuff, I think that's my favorite thing that this book really, you know, is a proponent of, is that we as people working on the web, doing things on the web, can utilize the nature of the web, and that it is variable. You know, there are a million browsers and
yeah
and you know what I mean, there are all these different operating systems and all of this stuff that's different, and we fight it
yeah,
all the time.
That's right.
And instead of fighting it, he's kind of just working with what he has and approaching things in a really practical and I want to say simplistic, but it's just, you know, elegant way.
Yeah.
And that, you know, do as much with the CSS as you can, and any place that you can do more, it's just a reward. And
mm-hmm.
I love that, because it means that people with better browsers get a better experience. And, you
yeah.
know, you can think about that whatever way you want, but
yep.
I really believe that's going to help push things in the direction that we as people building things on the web want it to go.
Absolutely. Sound like you've been drinking the Cederholm Kool-Aid.
Yeah, yeah, it's
yeah.
great. I love it.
Well, one of the final things that I really dug about this book is like, I think it's the last chapter, where he really goes into craftsmanship and the need and the value that you should place in the high level of craftsmanship and putting that into your work. And, you know, if you know anything about Dan Cederholm, or, you know, you follow his blog Simple Bits, or just know anything about him, you'll know that he's really focused on putting a high level of craftsmanship and finish on everything.
Yeah.
You know, just because it might look simple doesn't mean there's not a high level of